From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has threatened again to cancel next month's planned meeting between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un, following remarks by Vice President Mike Pence, who suggested the North follow the so-called Libya model in giving up weapons of mass destruction. Foreign Affairs Vice Minister Choe Son-hui called them ignorant and stupid remarks. President Trump Wednesday said the U.S. will know by next week whether the Singapore meeting will go off as planned.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
In remarks to Congress, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained upbeat about the talks.
Our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the same time, he said a bad deal is not an option. He told lawmakers there will be no easing of sanctions. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said he supports the meeting.
Direct and contact and dialogue between the leaders is key to addressing the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. We look forward to seeing the meeting take place as scheduled and be successful. We believe that President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un are fully able and they have the wisdom to make the right decision.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. The U.S. Wednesday rejected as unacceptable an appeal for direct UN funding for a 5,000-member Africa force to fight extremists in Sahel. The force is made up of troops from the so-called G5, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, and are funded through voluntary pledges. This is VOA News.